For your digital download pleasure, it's Tim and Davo in podcast form.
Davo, do you know when you're getting hit on and those kind of things?
Oh, no. I don't think it happens. No, of course.
That got sad fast.
No, it did. No, sorry. I'm going to reframe that. Yeah, of course. So, happens
like,
all the time.
When it's happened in the past, we all know it's not happening now because you keep banging on about it. But have you been like, oh, this person, they're trying to flirt with me
here. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I was blind to it. I had no idea where my now wife was flirting with me. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, she's just so friendly.
Yeah, but that's blokes for you. I think girls can really try their hardest and blokes are still like, oh, she's a nice girl.
She is. She still is. But my radar's super off. But I think my radar's more on for when I think people are flirting with my wife. People are flirting with me. And I think my wife's radar is the same. Like she'll go, no one's been mean. But she's like, I saw so-and-so talking to you. What's going on there?
Okay. Hey, so nothing. Blind to you within yourself, but with each other, you're like, hey, someone is keen on you.
It's an insecurity radar that's popping off.
But perfect.
I was on the phone to my wife the other day. She's like, you won't believe it. How nice is this? I was filling up the car with petrol and I walked in to pay for it and the person said that someone's already sorted it out.
Oh.
And they've paid for your tank of fuel.
That's nice.
And I was like, that's so nice. And I was like, what did they look like? And she was like, oh, it was just like, I don't know, some guy.
He's over in the car park shirtless, there's wind blowing in his hair. He's just waiting for her to drive off.
And I was like, oh, like, what type of, like, give me the description of this person. I was like, was it a man? Was it a woman? Were they young? Were they old? She was like, she's probably like a little bit my age and a young man, you know? It's like a guy, you know? I was like, right. And I was like, there's good in the world. Don't get me wrong. I was like, he's flirting with you, right? That's flirting.
Unless it was that poor telly man that just likes to give away gear, you know? No, look, yeah, it is flirting. Or was he doing a social video is my other thought.
Punked, another episode of Punked.
Well, you know, those people that do the pay it forward sort of thing. It could be that.
Oh,
but let me tell you,
the views.
I've seen your wife. She's a tidy little number. She's gorgeous. And I do think this person was flirting with her, for sure. I flirt with her. I think she's gorgeous.
I know. I see you guys texting, and you never tell me you're both talking to each other, so something's going on there. She'll love being called a tidy little number.
Yeah, she's cut it
up. I love that. But I just said, I was like, there's nothing wrong with it. But, like, there's a chance that person was doing it as, like, a, hey, you're cute. Or yeah, I'm paid for your fuel. And it's like a, he was still in his car, and she would just kind of drive off.
Yeah, yeah, which is fair. She owes him nothing.
Back to her husband and son, as she should have, as I always pray for every single time she leaves the house.
I know you do.
AirTag trackers are excellent investment.
No, it's borderline. Careful.
But 5223295, is that flirting? Is that specific incident flirting? But, like, you can pay for someone's stuff, whether it's a coffee or, like, a drive-through or fuel, and it'd be just, like, a general act of kindness.
Mm-hmm.
But, I don't know, when it's when it's someone roughly your age who might be into, whether it's a man or a woman, there's a bit of flirt there.
But there was no, like, chat between them. There was no eye contact. It was just sort of like, you know, here's your fuel. Have a great day.
Maybe, yeah, so they never interacted because by the time she got there, he'd already paid and was, I think, near his car or something. He'd bought something else and her fuel.
Yeah, it's an interesting one. I mean, I think because he didn't try and speak to her after that it wasn't flirting.
Just a bit kindness.
A male would never do that unless they had an intention. You know, if he was flirting, there would be an intention behind that act of kindness.
Mm.
Whereas if it was just an act of kindness and he's happy for her just to drive off, then he didn't follow her,
well,
we're golden.
That's the thing. And I wish she used 98. That's the only problem there. I feel like we're running 91 at the moment. So, but 5223295. Is that flirting? Or am I extremely insecure? I already know the answer to the question.
I guess my train of thought is, one, your wife's a tidy little number, so absolutely someone could be flirting with her, for sure. But my other thing is that men are men, and if that man paid for the fuel, I would say that he would probably stick around to try and talk to her. But the fact that he drove off makes me feel like it was just an act of
one
kindness.
One of the good ones. That time we heard about one. Can I actually, can you stop flirting with my wife? I saw you guys at the cafe the other day.
You know what? I just think she's beautiful and I can't help myself.
So do I. That's why I married her. It's not just because of that.
It's only because I treat her better than you.
Well, Nicole from Ocean Grove's given us a call. Nicole, do you think that's flirting or is it just like a nice thing?
Just like a nice thing. Oh, no, I think you've got something to worry about there, Tim.
That's what he wants to hear.
Hey, Nicole. No, no, no. I don't know. I didn't know that this would happen. Nicole, why do you think I've got something to worry about?
Well, the scenarios that are going through my mind are plenty, but one that I can think of is that he's got a friend in Vic Road who, and he's taken down the rego, and you can expect more from this guy.
Oh. So you think he's on the bloody hunt, mate?
Well, you know, like, that's a possibility. And I don't want to, you know, put the wind up here, but if she's a really good sort and she's driving around in a clapped-out V-dub or something and she just had a bad day on the hairspray, he might just be thinking that she probably deserves a bit of a break, in which case you still have a problem there, Tim.
Yeah, because she's stressed out by her husband.
Oh, mate, what have I done?
She's listened to the show, clearly.
You are really taking a few steps in a certain direction.
Nicole knows you personally by the sounds of things.
Is this my wife? Nicole, so you think of the two logical things are that he works for a department that has car registrations with details, or you think that, you know, he's just going for it?
I think the second scenario is the humanitarian one, where he's just trying to give your wife a bit of a break because she's a bit of a looker, but obviously in a sad situation.
Yeah, terrible situation, Tim. Nicole, you can call up anytime, babe. You're fantastic.
Well, everything I want to say is not okay, so I'm just going to move on. All right, Sarah in Leopold. For the love of sweet Lord Jesus, can you please be a little bit nicer? Do you think that this person was flirting with my wife, or am I about to get what's coming for me?
Look, I don't know your personal relationship, but I do feel like this guy was just doing an act of kindness.
Oh, that's nice. See?
Yeah, it's just kindness. We should have started with Sarah. Sarah, you can call anytime too.
No, don't worry about it.
This is Tim and Davo, the podcast.
So if you were to pick for who you are as a person, are you an introvert or an extrovert?
Oh, I've got like, I feel like it's like I'm an introverted extrovert. Like this job, you've got to be a little bit extrovert, but I definitely, you know, I have to work myself up sometimes to when I'm out in public and those kind of things.
Yeah.
But probably more, if I had to give you a straight line, probably more extrovert than introvert.
Yeah, nice. Well, look, psychiatrists have come up with a new one.
Ooh.
So not only is it introvert and extrovert anymore, it's now also otrovert.
Otrovert. Okay. Mm. Now, I think a lot of people would very easily probably, and you'd agree, you're an extrovert as well, Davo?
Yeah, I would say I am extroverted, but I get my energy from being alone. Like genuinely
charging
up so I can give my best when 100%. I'm out and about for sure. But this one is an interesting one. I'm not sure if I fit into this category or maybe, but look.
Hey, if you're listening, this could be you.
It could be you. Absolutely. So an introvert doesn't live on one side of the spectrum. They switch. So they're quiet with the wrong energy and magnetic with the right people. So if they're around the wrong group, they're going to be pretty quiet, but around the right people, they're up and about.
Okay. All right.
Now, otroverts don't, I was going to call them otters. I'm not going to lie.
Otters. Otters is a bit of
otters
fun.
Otters is fun. Otters don't chase crowds. They prefer small groups or one-on-one conversations. So deep, easy connections that matter most.
Oh, I'm liking this.
I just want to make sure otroverts. Also, silence helps them reset. So solitude clears their mind, but too much isolation feels wrong. So they want control over closeness, not distance.
This is starting to feel a little bit targeted, if I'm being completely honest.
To you?
Are you diagnosing me live on air right now?
Well, I kind of feel like this as well. So I'm wondering whether this is just one of those ones that we all feel we fit in.
Also, you got to remember, what you're describing is, you know how sometimes we're feeling it and we're like, yeah, this is great, and sometimes we're not feeling it. What you're describing is the perfect balance of like, when you're feeling it, you are.
Yep.
And when you're not, you're not.
Well, this is interesting. They say some of them see them as distant, so others find them extraordinary. So sometimes they're really special. Sometimes they're just like, oh, you know, someone you used to know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But introverts mirror the energy they receive. They don't perform. They respond.
Sponge. I'm really starting to vibe with this.
Yeah.
I'm feeling like a bit of an otter.
You're an otter.
Yeah, because like I think as well here, David, you've been working at the radio station long enough. I told you today I wanted to have a bit of a chill day, and then a few people were acting silly, and then I was like, well,
up and about.
I'll be silly. If you guys are going to be silly, I'll be a little bit silly.
The last little thing they do say is they sense moods and shifts quickly. So if you notice that things change around you very quickly, you're up and about on it real, real quick smart.
Mate, I think all of us are just, I think all of us want to be introverts.
Yeah.
Because then you go, no, I'm not an introvert. No, I'm not an extrovert. This is more safe for me.
Well, it's a lot of people will say I'm an introverted extrovert, like we've just said.
But this is safe. And introverts essentially giving us all what we need, which is a fence to sit on in the middle of it. And you go, well, some days I am extroverted and other days I'm introverted.
Or a beautiful lake to float on. You know what I mean?
There we go. A couple of otters floating out on the lake.
This is Tim and Davo. The podcast.
If last week, a few schools went back on Thursday, maybe Friday. I even heard like a few schools going back on Wednesday. You'd feel pretty tough if you were one of those kids going back on Wednesday. But as of today, most likely, all schools across Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine should be back. Last week, or maybe even today, was a big day, especially if you had a kid starting a new school, or in particular prep, maybe, or prep or year seven, right? Do you remember like year seven, first day of school for primary and secondary much?
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay.
A little bit. It's been a while.
Yeah, well, no, not too long. You're only 23.
Thank you so much.
There we go. But I was chatting to my sister, who her son, our eldest nephew, he started prep last week. So I was super excited. Didn't speak to him beforehand because I didn't want to like be turn it into a big thing, but spoke to him on the weekend. And I was like, mate, how was school? And he was like, I loved school. School was so fun, like, blah, blah, blah. But he didn't, I was like, he kept being really funny when I was like, so tell me about prep. Were you excited for prep? And he was like, what's prep?
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, what do you mean, what's prep? He goes, I do foundation.
Oh.
And I was like, what's foundation? And then my mum was around and she was like, oh, some schools use foundation instead of prep. So it goes foundation 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
See, this is confusing for me because I'm from South Australia and we call it reception.
Yeah. So reception is before grade one in South Australia.
Yeah. So, so it's kindy, reception, grade one.
Yeah. So my wife and I had a weird conversation. She's also from South Australia and we were talking about schools and I was like, prep this, prep that. And then she was like, well, when will our son do reception? I was like, well, most schools have a reception, but he doesn't need to go unless he's in trouble
like
or the sick bay.
Yeah.
And so just kind of covering off that.
Yeah, but, very confusing.
But I prep as a word, at least for Victorians, like preppies. It's like, oh, where are the preppies? Like that's what you would say.
As the receptionists. Yeah, like, oh, sorry.
Yeah, what do you call them? The little receptionists? The little receptionists? How are you guys going?
Yeah.
But like the terminology would be like, oh, how are the preppies doing? You know, oh, look at the little preppies that are out there. They're first
So they're now foundies.
Well, that's the thing. What? Little dationers?
Yeah. Oh, don't mind that. Dationers.
Little dachos. I don't know.
No.
My nephew goes to school on the other side of the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever they're drinking and doing over there.
It's one of those things.
I don't know. I'm like, is this happening in Geelong Surf Coast and the Bellarine? Do we have prep or is it foundation? What is your school called? Prep 5223-2955. Is there more? Is it depending on the class of the school?
Yeah. Is there a South Australian school here that's calling them receptions just to really like mix it up? I don't know. It could be anything.
We have an international school. Maybe they've got something that's a little bit different.
Yeah, well, you know? Won't guess.
No, that's probably for the sake. And I know a lot of school pickups might be happening right now. So 5223-2955. What does your school call prep? Is foundation a thing or is this something that
those lot do have across the bay.
Yeah, those bloody over there on the niche.
It does vary from state to state.
It's weird.
So
it's wild.
I'm from SA, and so we call it reception in SA.
Yeah.
And here, when you Google it, a simple Google has said that in Victoria, foundation is now up there and prep. And then in WA, it's pre-primary. And then in the NT, it's called transition.
That kind of makes the most sense. Transition.
Yeah.
No, but you don't want to call it a little trend.
You know, oh, well,
you know,
yep.
That's the thing. Like, you don't want to, like, preppies is cute.
Yep.
You know, receptionists, you know, that's nice. Mel has given us a call. Girl Lewis, Mel, have you called up to chat about prep / foundation / transitioning? What have you got?
I have. I am a teacher. And it does, I guess, depend on the individual school. They're either called preppies or if they're using the term foundation, they're called foundies.
Foundies.
Okay. Would you say, as a founders is kind of cool. Would you say, as a teacher, do you know much about the dealings that other schools across Geelong, Surf Coast, and the Bellarine? What do you think is more popular, or is there a change coming?
The change came about 2 years ago, and the Department of Education brought out that you could call your, I guess you want to say, your prep or your foundation, either name, and basically it's foundation is because that's the, I guess, the base of their learning, so they're building their foundation for education. And so the department goes with either. So the schools around Geelong and the Bellarine is a mixture of both, but predominantly still go with the term prep.
Okay.
Yeah, okay.
I just feel like there should have been a general newsletter out to every Victorian.
Just to let them know.
Just go, hey, we're going to change this. Or maybe, you know, front page of like the Addy or the Herald Sun, The Age, something like that. I feel like not being notified because I don't know if it's just change, but it feels like they're erasing our identities. How do you feel about it, Mel?
It's really dramatic.
Look, to be honest, I have worked at a school that calls them foundies, and to me, I always used to say preppy still, so
it's not right.
I couldn't get that foundies in my head. It's not right.
It's not right. Not in our
it's
schools.
It's not good.
Not in
right.
our schools. Well,
it's Tim and Davo.
I was on the phone to my cousin over the weekend, and she had such a sliding doors moment. It is insane what could have happened.
Sliding doors, if for those of you that don't know, it's kind of the moment of pivoting. Like if one thing went a complete different way, what would have my life looked like? And I think when you start reflecting, you go, oh, could have been really good or it could have been really bad.
Well, this is a real instant one over the weekend. So my cousin was at the shops and she'd parked up and she got out of the car to walk into the shopping mall, and a homeless person, an unhoused person, basically asked her for some money. And she said, look, I don't have any cash on me, but I do have some in my car. And look, she did contemplate just going to the shops and then on her way out getting him the cash.
You don't know.
But she turned around and she walked to her car. And as she was walking to her car was rolling. She hadn't put the handbrake on. So she has ran to her car, opened the door as quick as she could, pulled up the handbrake, and within 30 centimetres, she was ready to hit another car in the car park. Now, if she had said no to giving that man money and going straight into the shops, her car would have hit another car in the car park.
That's the whole thing, hey.
This man saved her hundreds of dollars.
Oh, yeah.
She ended up giving him everything she had in her car, which was about $16,
so
which was a generous give, but absolutely worth it. Is that not insane? That one decision she's made, she could have fobbed this man off. She could have just been like, look, no cash on me, mate, no dramas, and walked in. But because she is a good person and the goodness in her heart said, I'm going to give you cash right now, it saved her
fact,
car.
The cash is coming to you at about 2 kilometres an hour. That's a lucky catch.
Blew my mind.
Have you ever forgot to put a handbrake on a car before?
No, surprisingly, no.
Because it does something to you as a human. Mm. So, like, that's obviously really, like, if you're going to put karma on it, that's a big karma moment.
Huge karma test.
Put it in there, karma test, pass the test, manage that. The fact that she was able to compose herself and unlock the car, get to the door, handbrake on, within 30 centimetres of hitting another car is huge.
Huge.
I have not been so lucky.
Did you do it once?
Not me. So my wife, we used to live up on a hill.
Oh, no.
And so she came home from work. She was in a bit of a, she was upset about something. And I was like, just go upstairs, have a shower, calm down. I go to the backyard and I start mowing the lawns. And I see her car reversing. And I go, oh, she's leaving. She's really upset.
She's finally given up.
And then I turn and I see her in the kitchen. And I went, someone's stealing her car. And then I see that there's no one in the driver's seat. I went, oh, sweet Lord. And you know how, like, you hear in those moments of panic, people do extraordinary things?
Yeah.
With only barely touching it, I cleared a 6-foot fence leaping over to try and stop this thing. And I'm behind it. I'm pushing it. It's going downhill. Nothing. I go up the front because I don't have the keys. I'm trying to kick the tires to turn it so it turns into the bushes.
Jeez.
Nothing. And then this thing falls off an embankment onto the road and goes across the road.
How'd the car pan out?
Yeah, we got rid of it.
And how's the marriage?
This was before the wedding.
Okay.
But maybe, you know, maybe the karma keys, we failed. Well, my wife failed, but...
Okay, once again, I'm going to ask you one more time, how is the marriage?
No, she's fine. But that's full on. That's a better story for her than me. Less expensive. $16 compared to the few hundred dollars we had to pay. Because it turns out they don't insure you really for that, the companies.
Well, also I just think this is a lesson in like be a good person and do good things that might come back to you.
Yeah, that too. That's a good point.
Well, we're all out of internet. Until next time, this has been Tim and Davo.